Paul Millsap posted 19 points and 15 rebounds as the Jazz tuned out the Blazers last night, 93-89. Blazer head coach Nate McMillan says they just played poor defense.
And we gave up easy baskets. We gave up second opportunities. We gave up runouts. And, you know, that's the difference in the ball game. It seemed like they wanted it more than we did.
LaMarcus Aldridge paced the Blazer effort with 25 points and 7 rebounds. Nicholas Batum came off the bench to score 15 before leaving with a leg injury late in the game. It remains to be seen what his condition will be. Elsewhere in the NBA yesterday, Chicago topped Washington, Philadelphia downed Orlando, Miami thumped New Orleans, Detroit fell to Milwaukee, San Antonio upended Memphis, Houston lost to Minnesota, Dallas better than Phoenix, and the Clippers took down Oklahoma City. Next Blazer game is tomorrow. It's a home game, so you hope that means it's a Blazer win. One day after signing blue-chip lineman Eric Armstead, his friend from Sacramento, top-ranked safety Shaq Thompson, says he'll sign with Washington. When Oregon landed Armstead, many felt that Thompson would be the next in line because the pair had discussed playing together. Thompson is the number 4 overall recruit as ranked by Rivals.com, but he has until tomorrow to change his mind, so everybody hope, hope, hope. Oregon State football coach Mike Riley, meantime, says he's pleased with OSU's expected recruiting class. Rivals.com ranks the Beavers class as one of the top 30 or so in the nation. Well, Riley says he doesn't pay much attention to those services because they can and do get things wrong, but he says he's confident in the abilities of the recruits and thinks some of them can help right away. Well, the New York Giants have arrived in Indianapolis for Super Bowl 46. The team plane touched down yesterday afternoon. They get ready to face New England on Sunday. This year's game is a rematch of Super Bowl 42 in 2008. That one won by the Giants 17-14. Coaches and players take part today in the annual media circus, Super Bowl Media Day, when people ask all kinds of non-football-related questions. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.